Track 1, heading Introduction. This is the Midwestern Community News, the Midwestern Regional Council Community Newsletter for November 2022. This audio copy is issued by the Midwestern Regional Council for the use of print handicapped residents. Spelling will be quoted for important, difficult or unfamiliar words or names. Photographs, sketches, diagrams, charts, etc. will be described in brief as far as possible and their captions will be read. Page numbers will not be read, but the reading is arranged by subject in tracks, organised as outlined in Track 2, Index of Tracks. Track numbers and titles will be announced. Remember, if you're playing a CD version, you can, by using the skip button on your CD player, listen to any track you choose without having to listen to the whole recording to do so. This facility is not available on downloaded versions. Track 2, heading Index of Tracks, helps you find your way around the recording. Track 1, Introduction, explains how the document will be read. Track 2, Index of Tracks, this track now playing. Track 3, Masthead. Track 4, Key Worker Housing. Track 5, From the Mayor's Desk. Track 6, 3 new sculptures added to public art collection. Track 7, Indoor Pool Business Case, Interim Report presented. Track 8, News in Brief, there are 7 items. Track 9, Flavours of Mudgee injects $2 million into the local economy. Track 10, Sacred Country, latest art exhibition. Track 11, Mudgee Arts Precinct inaugural Portrait Prize. Track 12, Your Council Representatives. Track 13, Live, Work, Invest, Visit. Track 14, Events Calendar for November. Track 15, Contact Midwestern Regional Council. The reading will now commence with Track 3. Track 3, heading Masthead. Midwestern Regional Council Community News for November 2022. There is a sketch in black and white, no shades of grey, giving the impression of a silhouette of a rural scene showing rolling hills with a few trees on the skyline. At one point below the horizon, there is an orchard of white trees. Over a gorge is a six-legged steel trestle bridge, which a man on a tractor has just crossed as he makes his way along a fenced road to a farm complex, complete with sheds, a water tower, a house, a windmill, and a silo. Track 4, heading Key Worker Housing. Council plans to construct up to 50 new properties at the former Mudgee Bowling Club site on Burrundulla Avenue as part of a major project to provide housing for key workers, including teachers, nurses and police. The need for more affordable housing throughout the region has been a concern for Council and the community over many years. Residential housing stock is expected to be further impacted by a number of current and future state significant construction projects, including renewable energy projects, that will require workforce accommodation. Council is aware that key worker positions are increasingly difficult to recruit as staff cannot find affordable rental accommodation. To combat this and ensure the community has adequate staffing in critical health and education industries, Council will construct studio 1, 2 and 3 bedroom properties on the 1.67 hectare site. It is intended the development will further free up residential housing for other community members. Council has provided in-principle support to the project, which will now move into the design phase, with grant funding being sought from government. The numbers, 50 dwellings will be constructed as part of the proposed project. 25,713, current population of the region. 13,388, estimated number of people in the region's workforce. There is a large illustration showing Mudgee residential housing from above. Rows of trees with red autumn leaves line the street of modern brick houses with Mudgee's hills in the background. A small image gives an artist's impression of the Key Worker project with modern brick houses, long driveways and native trees. Track 5, heading From the Mayor's Desk. The region was hit with flooding last month that has caused extensive damage to our road network and associated infrastructure. I urge motorists to please be aware of council staff on work sites when they are undertaking repairs and follow the speed limit. Driving above the limit damages the road further and winds back repairs. Council continues to assess and undertake repairs as a priority. Please be patient as we work through the region. As you will read, Council has supported a plan to address community concerns over affordable and available accommodation. This key worker housing project is only a part of the overall solution that will be needed over the next decade. However, it is a demonstration of Council's intent to seek solutions to the problems that are being faced and to utilise Council-owned land for the overall benefit of the community. It's fantastic to see the region's public art collection growing, with three new works selected from the Sculptures in the Garden event. These new sculptures will be installed in coming months. Mayor Des Kennedy. Track 6, heading, three new sculptures added to public art collection. Council partnership with art event continues. Three new additions will soon be added to the region's public art collection following their selection at the annual Sculptures in the Garden event. The new sculptures include Stallion by Francois Jagy from Armidale, recipient of the Midwestern Regional Council and Sculptures in the Garden Acquisition Prize. The Birdman by Ludwig Milchik, MLCEK, from Rylstone, recipient of the Friends of the Sculptures in the Garden Acquisition Prize. And Familia by Bridget Whitehead from Cardiff Heights, recipient of the Moolarben Coal Acquisition Prize. Council is proud to have been a partner of Sculptures in the Garden since its inception. Since 2013, Council has acquired works from the exhibition that are added to the public art collection and will now expand the collection into other areas, beginning with Rylstone. There are photos of the three newly acquired sculptures in a green garden setting. Familia is a small sculpture with a white twisted donut shape perched on a square-based brown steel pedestal. The Birdman is a large abstract sculpture of a man with a square body and a small head. And Stallion is a large copper sculpture of a horse slightly off-centre. Track 7, heading, indoor pool business case, interim report presented. The business case for an indoor pool in Mudgee has progressed, with an interim report presented to Council last month. The report, which can be viewed in full on Council's website, provides capital and operational implications for four potential design options. In order for the business case to progress, Council provided in-principle support to construct a new 50-metre or 8-lane indoor pool and fitness centre whilst retaining the outdoor water park on the existing site in Lawson Park, Mudgee. The option would enable access to leisure and long-course swimming year-round. The current Mudgee outdoor 50-metre and toddler pool are more than 50 years old, having already exceeded typical useful life expectancy. It is highly likely that significant capital upgrade will be required in the near future to maintain industry standards. Any upgrade or new aquatic facility construction will require significant capital investment of up to $60 million, in addition to ongoing operational and asset management costs. A further report will be brought back to Council to deliver the final business case document. A small image shows a group of four young girls approaching the entrance to Mudgee Olympic Pool, a large red brick building with a covered entry area in grey concrete, surrounded by neat lawns. Track 8, heading, news in brief. There are seven items. Christmas shutdown. Council customer service centres, works depots and libraries will close for the Christmas break from 12 noon on Thursday the 22nd of December 2022 and reopen on Wednesday the 4th of January 2023. There will be minimal closures at other council facilities and services will continue without interruption. On-call staff will remain on duty and available during this period to respond to urgent inquiries on 1300 765002. That's 1300 765002. Receive council news online. Did you know you can receive community news direct to your email inbox each month? Stay up to date with all the latest council news, events and activities happening throughout the region. Sign up at midwestern.nsw.gov.au/community-news. You can also find community news videos on Council's Facebook and YouTube channel. Local road closures. Did you know you can view local emergency information online anytime with Council's Disaster Dashboard? The online dashboard displays real-time emergency updates such as road closures, power outages, fire and flooding incidents, as well as useful information on disaster preparedness and recovery. View the Disaster Dashboard on Council's website. Town Hall Cinema. Paws of Fury, The Legend of Hank, rated PG. See How They Run, rated M, and Amsterdam, rated MA 15+, will hit the big screen this month on the 4th, 5th and 6th of November. Tickets at Council's website or at the door unless sold out prior. $15 for adults and $10 for children and concession. Entry is free for children under 5 years. Be sure to buy your tickets early to avoid missing out. Recovery funding available. A state of natural disaster has been declared for the Midwestern Regional Local Government area following the September flooding. Disaster recovery funding arrangements are available to vulnerable people whose homes or essential household items have been destroyed or damaged, and for business owners and primary producers. Funding is delivered by the New South Wales and Australian governments. More information at website www.nsw.gov.au/disaster-recovery/natural-disaster-declarations. Request new library titles. Is there a recently published book you'd like to read that is not available at the library? Using the Community Collection Manager, or CCM, you can view and recommend forthcoming titles across all genres. The library will then look into sourcing a copy and you will be the first to borrow it. Enter your library barcode number and PIN, which is the day and month of your birth, to begin making suggestions. https://bit.ly/33TWXRQ. Report a problem online. Prolonged wet weather and flooding events are hampering Council's best efforts to undertake road repairs throughout the region. Council is prioritising repairs as weather permits. However, this is hampered by successive La Niña weather events. If you notice a problem with a road, please report it immediately to Council. You can report a problem on Council's website or by contacting Council on 6378 2850. That's 6378 2850. Track 9, heading, Flavours of Mudgee injects $2 million into local economy. Flavours of Mudgee made a spectacular return in September with 11,696 people making their way into Mudgee CBD to enjoy the region's best food and wine. Following pandemic-forced cancellations in 2020 and 2021, more than half of this year's crowd, 53%, were first-timers to the event, with the remaining 47% having attended previously. A strong contingent of visitors made up this year's crowd, with 71% visiting from outside the region, the remaining 29% living locally. Based on these visitor numbers, length of overnight stays and postcode data, it is estimated the event has generated $2 million for the local economy. The major event is part of Council's strategy to drive economic development within the region. Council secured $20,000 through Destination New South Wales Regional Event Fund to market the event locally and throughout the state. Flavours of Mudgee will return in 2023 on Saturday, the 23rd of September. At right is an image from the Flavours of Mudgee event. A smiling young couple chat with a stallholder who is pouring a glass of red wine while other attendees queuing at the stall are shown in the background. Track 10, heading, Sacred Country, Latest Art Exhibition. Mudgee Arts Precinct's latest exhibition, Nyah Nurumbang Sacred Country, is open now until December. The group exhibition celebrates the importance of country, featuring a group of First Nations and non-First Nations contemporary artists. Each artist has responded to place, country and story in their creative artworks. addressing cultural, environmental, historical and social values that make up the water cultures of the Goulburn River and the Drip Gorge. The exhibition will close the 11th of December. There is a photo of the interior of the Mudgee Arts Precinct featuring modern concrete floors and white walls, with the current exhibition on display. The artists have used mediums such as canvas and textiles, and physical pieces such as a chair are included. Track 11, heading Mudgee Arts Precinct Inaugural Portrait Prize. Mudgee Arts Precinct is now accepting entries to the region's first ever Portrait Prize. Portrait prizes have a long history in Australia, with the Archibald Prize renowned as much for its ability to accelerate an artist's career as the many controversies it has created over the years. The precinct's inaugural Portrait Prize exhibition will take place from the 16th of December 2022 to the 12th of March 2023. Artists at any level of their artistic practice, from beginners right through to arts professionals, are encouraged to enter in all mediums. There are several prizes to be won, including the Gora and Ellie Singh Mann Best Portrait, open only to artists living in the Midwestern region, the Best Overall Portrait Prize, the Best Emerging Portrait Prize, and the People's Choice Award. Artists are invited to submit up to 5 artworks towards this exhibition. They can be in any medium of their choosing and in as many categories as they wish, but all works must be delivered exhibition ready. Entries are open now and close at 5 p.m. on Friday, the 18th of November. Track 12, heading Your Council Representatives. There is a head and shoulders photo of each of the 9 councillors. Councillor Des Kennedy, Mayor, 63782850. Councillor Sam Payne, Deputy Mayor, 0407225285. Councillor Paul Cavalier, 0403995533. Councillor Katie Dicker, 0407234849. Councillor Alex Caravas, 0428670905. Councillor Robbie Palmer, 0407246381. Councillor Peter Shelley, 0403156405. Councillor Phil Stoddart, 0407208730, and Councillor Percy Thompson, 0428740226 plus 6374 0226. Track 13, heading Live, Work, Invest, Visit. Live. On the 1st of November, the following single-use plastics were banned in New South Wales. Single-use straws. Note. Exemptions apply to provide a plastic straw for people with a disability or medical need. Stirrers and cutlery. Single-use plastic plates and bowls without lids. Expanded polystyrene foodware. This follows the ban on lightweight shopping bags in June. New South Wales generates 800,000 tonnes of plastics every year, with only 10% being recycled. The New South Wales Plastic Action Plan sets out the first 6 actions to achieve 4 long-term outcomes to better manage plastics and reduce the impact they have on the environment. Work. Midwestern Regional Council is an award-winning organisation offering a range of career opportunities in areas such as admin, planning and development, water supply, parks and gardens, libraries, operations and community services. Council is an equal opportunity employer and values diversity in its people. For current positions vacant, go to employment on Council's website. Invest. Council has partnered with Midwest Mentoring to provide free online training as part of the New South Wales Small Business Month, which is this month. The Digital Wellbeing Series, a guided program comprising of short videos, will help local business owners build habits and change behaviours to benefit their business. Visit Council's website for more information. Council secured $5,000 in New South Wales Government grant funding to deliver the program. Visit. Council will host Breakfast with the Birds at Puttabucca Wetlands on Saturday the 26th of November. field naturalist Mark Leary will discuss the various birds in the region as you relax in the peaceful surrounds of the wetlands and listen and watch incredible bird life. This is a free event, however, RSVPs are essential for catering. Information and registrations are available on Council's website, midwestern.nsw.gov.au. Track 14, heading events calendar for November. 4th to 6th of November, Town Hall Cinema at Mudgee Town Hall. Generally held on the first weekend of each month. Adults $15, children and concession $10, children under 5 free. Bookings and screenings on Council's website. 5th of November, Ryleston Street Feast at Louis Loue Street, Ryleston. Enjoy the beauty of Ryleston's main street and sample the diverse range of local foods, produce, wines, art, craftwork, street market and live entertainment. 12th of November, Kildallon, K-I-L-D-A-L-L-O-N Education Centre, Grand Opening at 70 Court Street, Mudgee, the old TAFE, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Free community day to officially open Kildallon Education Centre with barbecue, kids activities, entertainment and tours. 16th of November, Midwestern Regional Council meeting at Council Chambers, Market Street, Mudgee from 5:30 p.m. Meeting live stream available on Council's website. 22nd of November, Australia Day Awards nominations close. Visit Council's website to nominate someone for a 2023 Australia Day Award. Six categories to nominate. Australia Day 2023 will be held at Ryleston Showground. 26th of November, Breakfast with the Birds at Puttabucca Wetlands. Learn from a field naturalist about local bird life. Free event, RSVPs essential at Council's website. Please note, all information was correct at the time of publication. Events may be subject to change. Please contact event organisers for further details. Track 15, heading Contact Midwestern Regional Council. Stay up to date with Council news as it happens. Like Mid-Western Regional Council on Facebook. Follow at Choose Mudgee Region on Instagram. Midwestern Regional Council address: 86 Market Street or Post Office Box 156, Mudgee 2850. Telephone 02-6378-2850 or 1300-765-002. Fax 02-6378-2815. Email council@midwestern.nsw.gov.au. Website midwestern.nsw.gov.au. This is the end of the reading of the Midwestern Community News for November 2022. Your volunteer narrator has been Jean Reed.